to our guest tonight. Thank you for being here. I'm Pastor Matt. This is my beautiful bride, Pastor Tammy. Give a little wave out to the crowd, Pastor Tammy, tonight. As you can see, you look at me and you look at my wife, and you know there is a God, right, Shane? Amen? Same is true with you. Amen? And you know that God is merciful and that God is full of grace. Amen? Well, tonight is a very special night, and I'm so glad you made a decision to come to the house of the Lord. Because tonight, my prayer is, after you leave tonight, you'll never be the same another day in your life, in Jesus' name. We understand that we have a calendar that we operate off of, but we also must understand that God has a calendar that's different from our calendar that he operates off of. It's his Jewish Hebrew calendar, and tonight is a very special night on the Jewish calendar. Not only is this week Good Friday, not only this week we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, but this week on God's calendar, tonight even, the Jewish people, they celebrate the appointed time of Purim. If you don't know much about the Feast of Purim, it's the feast or the appointed time when the Jewish people get together to celebrate God turning their situation around. As Haman came against not only Esther, but Haman came against all of God's people, the Jewish people, and he wanted to annihilate them and take them out, just like Hitler. Tonight on God's calendar, the Jewish people celebrate the appointed time where God turned their situation around. Tonight is the night to believe God for your turnaround. There's areas of my life right now. There's areas in this church. I'm believing God for the turnaround. And tonight, I don't know of a better night than the appointed time of the Feast of Purim to believe God for the turnaround. The only book in the Bible where God's name is never mentioned once is the book of Esther. Never in the book of Esther is God's name mentioned. But throughout the book of Esther, we see God at work. In Mordecai's life, we see God at work in Esther's life, and we see God at work in the Jewish people's lives as God turned their situation around. The Jewish people, they refer to the story of Esther as the hidden hand of God. They also know the story of Esther as the upside down story. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the upside down story, which is a celebration of God turning their situation around. Listen to what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Solomon speaking. How many know Solomon was full of wisdom? And therefore, as we read Ecclesiastes, we need to understand it's a book full of wisdom. As it's written by the man full of wisdom, his name was Solomon. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, for everything. You know, I looked up the Hebrew word for everything. Guess what it means? It means everything. So whatever it is tonight you're believing God for the turnaround in, it applies to you tonight. For everything, there is a season. For everything, there's a time for every activity under heaven. And therefore, you must understand and have a revelation that tonight, the Jewish people, God is a Jewish God. The Bible is a Jewish book. And the Jewish people tonight celebrate the upside down story, which is a story where God turn their situation around. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not missing my season. Hey, I'm not missing my turnaround in Jesus' name. And Hosea, the prophet said, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to what the prophet said, Hosea. He said in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people, talking about believers. I mean, if you've placed your trust in Jesus Christ, you're his son, you're his daughter. And therefore, the prophet Hosea is talking to you, he's talking to me as sons and daughters. And he's saying to us, my people are destroyed for one reason and one reason alone. And what is that, church? Lack of knowledge. Just not knowing. Most people don't know that tonight on the Jewish calendar, it's a celebration of the upside down story, which is a celebration of God turning the situation around. I'm not going to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. You're not going to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? You came to the Way Church tonight. And tonight, I believe God in any area of your life, your marriage, relationships, you need healing in your body, you've gotten a bad report from the doctor, tonight maybe you need a breakthrough in your finances, you need a job. Well, tonight I have good news for you. The good news is tonight is a celebration of the upside down story. It's a celebration where God is going to turn your situation around. In Jesus' name, Lord, bring the turnaround tonight. Does anybody here tonight need a turnaround in any of your life tonight? I got both hands up and I got both feet up tonight. Because I'm believing God that my situation in certain areas of my life, they're going to turn around. And I don't know of a better night than tonight on God's calendar as we celebrate the appointed time of the Feast of Purim. Is a celebration of God turning their situation around. The Feast of Purim falls in the Jewish month on the Jewish calendar of the month of Adar. Everybody say Adar. In the month of Adar, it actually means great joy. The word Adar means laughter. Everybody say ha, ha, ha. Now look at under your feet, look at the devil and say, ha, 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 devil. The month of Adar, the word Adar not only means great joy, it means laughter, it means good fortune, and I like this one. It means blessing. What is blessing? It's not just finances. So many times we limit the word blessing to just finances. Yes, it includes financial blessings. But it's not just financial. Don't limit God. The word blessing means an empowerment to have success. Look at your neighbor and say, you got the power. Because the word blessing is an empowerment to have success or prosper. So when someone sneezes, and you've had a revelation of the word blessing, which is an empowerment to prosper, I want you to do this. I don't want you to say, God bless you. I want you to say, empower you to prosper. Y'all want to practice tonight? Y'all want to practice tonight? Ha-choo! Ha-choo! Come on, ha-choo! That's what blessing means. It's an empowerment to have success, not only in your finances, but in every area of your life. And tonight, everybody say tonight. Tonight, we celebrate the Feast of Purim, which is a celebration of the turnaround, which falls in the month of Adar, which is the month of good fortune, it's the month of laughter, and it's the month of blessing, where you receive an empowerment for God to turn your situation around and cause you to have success when maybe you haven't been having so too much success in that area. Tonight is your night for God to turn your situation around. So as we look at the story of the hidden hand of God, as we look at the story of Esther or the upside down story, we find out five steps. How many? Five. The number for grace or favor is the number five. We got five steps tonight. As we look at the story of Esther, which is the celebration of the turnaround, five steps tonight, if you'll apply in your life by faith, I believe God, you're going to experience your turnaround. I'm going to experience my turnaround in Jesus' name. Step number one, if you're taking notes tonight, go ahead and pull out that card tonight. You can write on that card. Step number one to experience your turnaround, as we look at the story of Esther, which is the upside down story, is you must understand the gallows have to be built before you can experience a turnaround. Remember Haman, spirit of the devil, the enemy that wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy you? The same spirit that Haman had that wanted to come and kill Esther, the Jewish people, Mordecai? Understand the gallows have to be built before you can experience the turnaround. You know, the best thing that ever happened to the boy David was Goliath. The best thing that happened to the guy David, the man after God's own heart in the Bible, was Goliath. Because after David took out the giant in his life, everything changed in his life. Everything turned around in his life. And you must realize tonight, the enemy's come against you. He's come against me, maybe in your finances, maybe tonight in your health, maybe tonight it's in your relationship. But understand tonight, for you to experience your turnaround, for me to experience my turnaround, the gallows have to be built. And because the gallows have been built against you in any area of your life, understand tonight, have a revelation, you can experience a turnaround tonight in Jesus' name. The second step to experience your turnaround tonight is, number two, quitting is not an option. Look at your neighbor and say, quitters never win, and winners never quit. Look at your neighbor and say, don't give up. Look at your other neighbor and say, if you won't quit, you win. So we must realize tonight, for us to experience our turnaround, the gallows have to be built. And for us to experience our turnaround, we can never, never, never give up. Listen to what the Bible says. And I love it in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39 in the Message translation. It says, but we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and survive. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to survive. Brother, you're going to survive if you stay with it. Amen? The Bible says, we'll stay with it and we'll survive, trusting all the way. Faith in what we don't even see. We all know Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, let's not get tired. Yeah, I'm tired. You're tired. We get weary. We get tired. But make a decision. I'm not getting tired of doing what is good. At just the right time. How many know God's never late? He's never early. But God is always, always, always right on time. And it says, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest. A harvest of what? A harvest of blessing if, here's the big if we don't give up. You're tired tonight. You're weary. The enemy's come against you. The gallows have been built. You want to quit. You want to throw in the towel. But I've just stopped by the Way Church tonight to encourage you. Don't give up, Shane. Don't quit, Elsa. If you don't quit, you're going to win in Jesus' name. And God's going to turn your situation around. This is the night. This is the season. This is the time to believe God for the turnaround. The third step to experience your turnaround is you're going to have to take a bold step of faith. You're going to have to take a bold step of faith. Esther knew if she went before the king unannounced, she knew it could mean her life. But what did she do? In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, listen to the words of Esther. Knowing if she went before the king unannounced and he did not raise his golden scepter, it could mean her life. She made a decision to take a bold step of faith. They needed to turn around, and she declared out of her mouth, "If I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. I've made a decision. I'm taking a bold step of faith because we need a turnaround." Listen to what Proverbs 28 verse 1 says. But the righteous, who's the righteous? You and me. If you've placed your trust in Jesus Christ, you're as righteous as you'll ever be tonight. You're in right standing with God. Going to church does not make you more righteous. Praying does not make you more righteous. Giving does not make you more righteous. Righteous people pray. Righteous people go to church. Righteous people give. And tonight, if you've placed your trust in Jesus Christ, you're in right standing with God. And therefore, when it says righteous in the Bible, put your name in there. And therefore, it should read, but the righteous, the way church, the people of the way, those that have said yes to Jesus, they are as bold as a lion. Look at your neighbor and say, rah. We all know that the lion is known as the king of the jungle. And you must understand, you can wake up every morning like the lion on offense, or you can wake up like every other animal in Africa on defense. Every other animal in Africa is on defense when they wake up. They are saying, how can I not be eaten by the lion today? But the lion wakes up every morning on offense. He's the king of the jungle. And he says, what am I going to eat today? Oh, there's some kudu over there. I'm kind of hungry for some kudu fajitas. Oh, there's some zebra. I'm kind of hungry for some zebra enchiladas. So you have to make a choice. How are you going to wake up every morning? On defense or like the lion on offense? As for me and my house, we're as bold as a lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah means praise. There's one thing we know about the lion is his roar. And you must understand tonight, Jesus has put a praise in your mouth like a lion. And God inhabits the praises of his people. Listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Are y'all liking this tonight? I'm loving this tonight. It says, do not throw away this confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Trust in the Lord. Tonight, trust in the Lord that God's going to turn your situation around. Don't throw away your confidence. Remember the great reward. When you trust in the Lord and you have confidence in his word, the great reward it brings you. God's word, the Bible, will not return unto him void. Therefore, you can have confidence. If God said it, that settles it. I believe it. His promises are yes and amen. Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, we walk by faith. Faith. I say it like this. I learned it from a teacher in Bible college at Abundant Life School of Ministry. And he said, faith is nonsense. Faith is nonsense. And you walk by faith, not according to your senses. Because sometimes your senses will say one thing, quit, give up, throw in the towel. It's never going to happen. Breakthrough's never going to come. But you're not walking by your senses. You've made a decision. As for you and your house, you're going to walk by faith. Whether it agrees with your senses or not, faith is nonsense. And therefore, for you to experience your turnaround, number one, you must understand the gallows have to be built. Number two, you must make a decision. Never, never quit. Never give up. Number three, you must take a bold step of faith. And number four, you must make a new decree in Jesus' name. You must declare a thing, Job said. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And the Bible says in Job 22, verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing. What are you decreeing? Are you decreeing defeat? Are you decreeing victory? Are you decreeing give up? Are you going to decree, God's going to turn my situation around? For whatsoever you decree, that's what you will receive. Job said, you shall decree a thing. What's the thing you're decreeing? Lord, I'm decreeing healing is the children's bread. And God, you're going to turn my health around. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. I'm decreeing you're my provision. You're my provider. And you're going to turn my provision around. You're going to turn my finances around. You're going to bring a job in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm decreeing you're a restorer. You can restore the years, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust has stolen from me. And therefore, I decree, according to the prophet Joel, you shall restore the years the enemy has stolen from me. That's what I choose to decree. I choose to decree God's word. Because that's what not will not return void in Jesus' name. Tonight on God's calendar, the Jewish people celebrate the turnaround story. They celebrate what they call the upside down story. They call it the hidden hand of God, the story of Esther, where God turned their situation around. And on this night tonight, the Jewish people would get together in this celebration of the turnaround, and they would declare and decree Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. And it was a chant, as they would chant it at the devil, saying, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. So dignified as a pastor. You remember doing that if you had siblings? Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Well, on tonight, on the Jewish calendar, which is a celebration of the upside down story, the turnaround story, the Jewish people would chant at the devil, as they would declare Isaiah 8:10. I want to say it together, just like the Jewish people said it in their homes on the Feast of Purim. Y'all ready? On the count of three, let's say it together real loud. Stand up on your feet. Let's stand up on our feet tonight. You know where the devil's supposed to live? Under your feet. So if you want to go ahead and just chant it at your feet tonight as you declare it to the devil tonight, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, just like the Jewish people did on the Feast of Purim, which is the celebration of Purim, the turnaround story, tonight let's say it together. One, two, three. Plan and plot all you want. Nothing will come of it. All your talk is mere talk, empty words, because when it's all said and done, the last word is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Come on, I think we need to say it. One for the Father, then we're going to say one for the Son, and then we're going to say one for the Holy Ghost. Amen? Let's do one for the Son. You ready? One, two, three. Plan and plot all you want. Nothing will come of it. All your talk is mere talk. Empty words. Because when it's all said and done, the last word is Emmanuel, God with us. One more time for the Holy Ghost. You ready? One, two, three. Plan and plot all you want. Nothing will come of it. All your talk is mere talk, empty words. Because when it's all said and done, the last word is Emmanuel, God with us. Give the Lord a round of applause tonight. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I don't believe in God tonight. For you in your house, you're going to experience the turnaround. For me in my house, I'm going to experience the turnaround. This is the night. Aren't you glad you came to church? You could have stayed at home, but I'm so glad you didn't. Because tonight, you will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because tonight, you've had a revelation. Not only is it Resurrection Sunday coming up, Good Friday, but tonight, the celebration of turnaround falls on the same week. And you must realize tonight, this year is a leap year. So on the Jewish calendar, every leap year, there's not only 1 month of Adar, but guess what? There's 2 months of Adar. And I know number two means double. And I know Adar means blessing. And that tells me there's a double blessing coming your way tonight. Coming my way in Jesus' name. Ha-choo! Ha-choo! But the first step to experience our turnaround, we got to understand the gallows have to be built. The second step, we must make a decision. I'm not going to quit. Never give up. The third step, we must make a decision tonight. I want to be like Esther. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm going to take a bold step of faith. The fourth step tonight, I'm going to decree God's word. I'm going to stand on God's word because his word will not return void. And I shall decree a thing, just like the Jewish people, Isaiah 8:10. And it shall be established. And number five is sacrifice. Sacrifice. This is the hard one. Because our flesh doesn't want to sacrifice. But remember, before Esther could experience the turnaround, before she went before the king unannounced, what did she do? She prayed and fasted, not one day, not 2 days, but my Bible says that Esther prayed and fasted for 3 days. The number three is the number of resurrection. But because she sacrificed, Esther, Mordecai, and the Jewish people experienced their turnaround. Because God always, 100% of the time, God always answers sacrifice. Always. So what's a sacrifice? Well, for you tonight, a sacrifice might be a dollar. Might be $100. I don't know you. I don't know, but you know. It's not about the amount. It's about sacrifice. Whatever that looks like to you. But all I know tonight is God always shows up right in the middle of your sacrifice. God told Abram, who became Abraham, look in the sky, look in the seashore. I'm going to make your descendants so many that you can't even count them. What did Abram do? He began to give. He began to sacrifice. The Bible says in Genesis, Chapter 15, the Lord told Abram, bring me a three-year-old heifer. This is an offering, a sacrifice, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And then the Bible goes on after he brought the sacrifice. So Abram presented all these to the Lord and killed them. He cut each animal down the middle. That's how they would do to prepare covenant. through the sacrifice, through their offering. They would cut the animal down the middle. There was blood everywhere. And the two individuals that were cutting covenant would stand in the middle of the two halves of the sacrifice or the offering. And as he cut the animals of the offering down the middle, he laid the halves side by side. And guess who showed up? Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. After the sun went down and darkness fell, Abram saw a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch walking past between the two halves of the carcasses of the offering of the sacrifice. Abram gave the sacrifice, and guess who showed up right in the middle of Abram's sacrifice? Jehovah God. Remember Solomon? The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, Solomon went up to the altar, the bronze altar, to give his offering, his sacrifice, before the Lord in the tent of meeting, the church. And he offered 1,000. 1,000 is the number for unlimited blessing. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, God would make you 1,000 times more blessed than you already are. I love the number 1,000. And I can't count how many times that Pastor Tammy and I have given sacrificially above our tithe $1,000. And God has blessed us. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm just sharing my testimony with you tonight. And if God will do it for me, he'll do it for you. Because God always answers sacrifice. No matter the amount, it's about the sacrifice. And the Bible says Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar. And notice the next verse. After he gave his sacrifice, his offering of 1,000 burnt offerings, the Bible says that night, tonight, the night of the turnaround, through sacrifice, that night God appeared to Solomon. God showed up right in the middle of a sacrifice. And God said to Solomon, after sacrifice, he said, Solomon, put your name in there. Pastor Matt, Don, Alex, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Don't you love it when God says, ask? Ask whatever you want me to give to you. That only came after Solomon gave his sacrifice. Solomon made a decision to give 1,000 burnt offerings. Tonight, God answers sacrifice. You need to turn around. I need to turn around. We must make a decision tonight to experience our turnaround. The gallows have to be built. You must make a decision tonight, I'll never quit. I'll never give up. You must make a decision tonight to go ahead and take a bold step of faith tonight. Don't walk by fear. Walk by faith. Tonight you must make a decision. I'm making a new decree in Jesus' name. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And tonight, on the back of your chair, go ahead and pull that giving envelope out. Go ahead and pull it out right now if you want to give tonight. You believe in God for a turnaround. Tonight's your opportunity. Right now. Don't miss this season. Don't miss this time on God's calendar. Go ahead and take it out tonight. Go ahead and tithe, whatever that is. You know that amount. 10% since the last time you tithe. But what would God have you offer tonight to believe him for the turnaround? What is sacrifice to you tonight? Not the amount that matters. It's about the sacrifice. I want you to take out your giving envelope, and I want you to write Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10 on that envelope. And I want you to write down where you're believing God for your turnaround. Maybe it's in business. Breakthrough. contracts. Maybe tonight you're believing for the turnaround in a relationship, a marriage, a husband, son, father, daughter, mother, daughter, mother, son. Whatever the relationship you're believing God for turnaround in, write it down. You don't have to begin specifics. Just say relationships. Or maybe tonight it's in your health. You've gotten a bad report from the doctor, and you need a turnaround in your health tonight. Go ahead and name your seed tonight, because tonight is your night for your turnaround. Go ahead and write in the tithe, and then we're gonna pray. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us tonight. What should we give as a sacrifice tonight for the turnaround? And as we pray, God speaks. And not only do you listen when he speaks, but you obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And if you'll obey what the Holy Spirit's saying tonight, I'm here to tell you, you're going to experience your turnaround. Isn't it cool that 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago this week, the greatest turnaround story that was ever told was when Jesus was brought to the cross. What does the cross represent? It represents the gallows. The gallows were built. The cross was built. But did Jesus give up? Jesus wouldn't quit. Even on the cross, Jesus declared, "It is finished." He didn't quit. Jesus went all the way. And not only did he go all the way, but Jesus took a step of faith. As he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating drops of blood, looking up to the Father, and he said, "Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done." A step of faith. Jesus made a new decree. He went to the cross. The Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Not only did he make a new decree, but Jesus sacrificed. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the suffering of the cross. And through his sacrifice, it brought a harvest of souls. Tonight, would you bow your heads? We never want to have a service without giving people an opportunity to make the most important choice they could ever make, which is to choose Jesus. You're not joining this church. You're placing your trust in Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, they're a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, tonight, God turns your situation around as you place your trust in God's only Son, Jesus, and all things become new. If you're here tonight and say, "Pastor, pray for me. I'd like to accept Jesus," just slip up your hand. I will not embarrass you. As I acknowledge your hand, you can pull it down tonight. Is there anybody tonight you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus? I don't know of a better week to rededicate your life to Jesus then the week Jesus went to the cross and on the third day rose again. Is there anybody tonight to slip up that hand tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that hand tonight. Who else? Is there anybody else tonight that would join my brother tonight? Thank you for that hand tonight. Yes, two hands tonight. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else tonight? The only person that can make that decision to choose Christ is you. No one can make that for you. But tonight's your night for the turnaround. That you slip up your hand. Join these that have already raised their hand tonight. You're not alone tonight. There's others that are choosing Jesus tonight. You're not joining this church. You're placing your trust in the Jesus Christ and entering into a relationship with God through his Son Jesus. If that's you, slip up your hand tonight. Thank you, Lord. Take your right hand. Put it on your heart tonight. Say, "Jesus, thank you for going to the cross just for me, for dying for my sins. Jesus, I open the door of my heart and I say, Jesus, come on in. Be my Savior. but be my Lord. Say, Jesus, tonight, my situation is turning around. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven. My name tonight is written in the book of heaven because Jesus lives in my heart. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a round of applause.